Today, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is the 10th parak of Kelim, and we're going to start right at the beginning, Elu Kelim. And remember that the 10th parak is the last parak of Baba Kama of Masechet Kelim, which means that we're going to basically go back to the opening, which we introduced the dinim of Kli Cheres in the context of all of the other Kelim to show the uniqueness of Kli Cheres. And when it comes to the end of the sugya of Baba Kama, the last thing that we're going to learn is the specificity of the dinim of Tzamid Pasil, which we've been discussing, the dinim of Tzamid Pasil as they apply to various Kelim. So there's a lot here that's going to be reminiscent of the opening sugya, which was really the second parak, because the first parak was the more general introduction to the dinim of Tumas Kelim and the Mekomas of Kedusha of Yerushalayim and so on. So what we had before in the second parak, talking about various different Kelim, is going to remind us of that here. Elu Kelim Atzilim B'Tzamid Patil. So the following Kelim are able to be Matzil B'Tzamid Patil in an Ohel Hamet. And, of course, the defining characteristics of all such kelim is that they cannot be metame from their outside. And, therefore, sealing them up makes them impervious to tuma. And that's what's so important to us. So, now, they might not be able to be mekabel tuma from their outside because they're not mekabel tuma at all. Fine, that's also good. But that will also be matzil betame mate in an oil. So clay galalim, which are made out of dried dung, and that is not makabal tuma at all. Clay avanim, stone, remember, is not makabal tuma. Clay adama, where I did not fire up the adama to turn it into kli cheres. Kli cheres itself, which is not makabal tuma from the outside as a gzerat hakatuv. Clay neter, which was a type of alum containing clay, which is also one of the dinim of Kli Cheres itself, which is not matame from the outside. And then we have Klei Atzamot, as opposed to the Atzamot of large animals, land animals, any Atzamot of a fish, any kind of fish, or any kind of large sea creature, whatever it is, if it lives in the water, so Atzamot HaDag, and even the skin of any type of fish or any type of large creature that lives in the water. We learn out, as we're going to see, anything that lives in the water is tohar by definition, and therefore anything that's made out of parts of its body is tohar. Or you could have kli'ates, which are toharim. What type of kli'ates are by definition toharim? Well, I mean, if there's no Beit Kibul, but of course that won't help very much in terms of shielding you from the Ohel HaMeit. If it doesn't have Beit Kibul, it doesn't have any inside. So the difference would be, remember that we spoke about a very large, more than Arboim Saw, that is not Metaltim Oliverekam. So if you have a very large box, that will not be Mekabel Tuma at all, and therefore it's just as good as a Kli Cheres because it's not Mekabel Tuma from its outside either. And that's the point. Now, all of these things will be matzil, and it doesn't matter whether I shut them off at their mouth, or there was a hole in the side, and I closed off the hole in the side, ben mitzideyem, and it could be that you turn them, they're right side up, they're yoshvim al shulehem, or they're on their sides, and they're matinat tzideyem, and even if they didn't really have a cover, but you took the top, you flipped it now so that the open area of the kli is now up against the ground, and you sealed the kli to the ground. So if you sealed the kli to the ground, for all intents and purposes, you're using the ground as a tzamit pasil, and now it will not allow any tuma in, and that will prevent the tuma from getting into it, and therefore anything under it, where normally the tuma would have penetrated ara tahom, this will be matzil on anything that is underneath it, all the way straight down. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer says, no. Now, this last case is not called a tzamit pasil, excuse me, because when you seal the kli against the ground, you're not sealing the ground against the kli. The ground isn't the cover. So where's the cover? The Torah says tzamit patil alav. By what stretch of the imagination can we view that Tzamid Patil alav in this case? I guess he never saw those beautiful pictures of standing underneath Jupiter, right? Anyway, alakol metzilin, so all types of things that are covered with the Tzamid Patil will be matzil, any type of thing inside of them, but that's not true, remember, because of the brilliant Gezerah of Beit Shammai, to which Beit Hillel ultimately ascribed, and that is everything but a Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres will not be matzil on everything. It will be matzil only in matzil ela ala ochlin ala mashkin val Kli Cheres. But anything else, which is Kli Shetev, so if it has metal kelim or begodim, it's not going to be matzil. And the reason it won't be matzil, let me just remind you, is because of our fear that a Am Haaretz who is makpid on Tumas Meis, that Am Haaretz, according to the Chover, is metame his own kelim. And the din is that a kli which is tame cannot be chotzetz bifnei atuma, and therefore it's not going to help you with the tamid pasil. So if the Am Haaretz is asked, was this metal kli ever exposed to a mace? He'll say no. And the chover will blithely go ahead and be tevel it, thinking that that's matire it, not realizing that when he said no, he was right, but he was only right by Am Haaretz standards, because he thinks that his kli cheres, in which this metal kli was, and protected by a tzomit basil in an oil mace, is completely tahar, but it isn't according to the Chover standards, because the Kli Cheres was tamei. So because of that, we made a gezeira dafka on the Kli Cheres, because it is going to end up causing an impossibility in which you cannot borrow any type of Kli from a neighbor or let them use your kelim. Anyway, that will not apply to all of the other things. It will not apply to the Kli Aids, or the which are too big, or to the bones of the whale or whatever. Why? Because they're not megabel to them at all. And therefore, even as a kelim of Am Haaretz, they're not going to have this problem, you see. So because of that, they will be matzil from Tumas Meis. And therefore, we only needed to make this gezeira on the contents of a Kli Cheres, which will not be matzil on Kli Shetev. Now, what is considered to be a proper sealant material to be a tzomit pasiel that will prevent tuma from getting into these kelim? Bame makifim. Well, you can use sid, you can use gifsis, you could use zephes, shava. So it doesn't matter whether you're talking about lime closing or gypsum closing or tar or wax or teat, which is clay, or even moist dung, or chomer, v'charsit. You can use regular chomer, which is the mortar used between bricks and stone. And charsis, remember we had earlier in the Masechet, this ground up earthenware that's turned into a paste. As a matter of fact, any paste, which is sticky. Behold, avar amit mareach, anything that you can paste on to create a tzomit pasil is fine. However, there are things that are not good enough to close things up. For instance, I remember seeing this in an ad for saran wrap versus aluminum foil, that if you use your aluminum foil to close up your Kli Cheres in a Tameh Mace, it is not good enough to be a Tzomit Basil. So why would you want to use your aluminum foil to close up your cake in a refrigerator that's got open fish in? Yeah, that was something like that was the ad. Of course, this was a little bit B'Yemos HaMashiach, but anyway, you can't use a metal, like aluminum foil, tin foil, lo bebatz, batz literally is tin, so it would be tin foil, or a lead foil, because it may be a patil, but it's not a tzamid. Now, gentlemen, I have no idea why the Gra doesn't use this as his final proof against Rashi's pshat in the meaning of tzamid basil, because this Mishnah is absolutely clear on the topic. It may be a cover, but it doesn't stick. Now, that is the Gra's pirish. Rashi's pirish is that patil is the word for stick, and he learns that out of Naftulei Elohim Niftalti Machoti, which the Gra Tainis is not the correct place to learn patil. The place to learn patil is from Yehuda and Tamar, where she says, Matcha uptilecha, where the patil is the coat, which would mean it's the aluminum foil piece over here. So because of that, it may be a good piece of aluminum foil and be good enough for tamar, but it's not good enough to be at samid. I think this is a total riot to the Gra, but okay. Ein mikifin Lo bedvela shmena. You cannot use, however, a sticky fig, let's say, and use that. You can't use dough. Even though the dough was not mukshel kabel tuma, you were careful to only use apple juice to make your dough, because if in some future point these things will come into contact with water, then there will be mukshel kabel tuma. And once they're mukshel kabel tuma, they can't be chotzitz b'fnei atuma. And at that moment, pow, there goes, virtually, of course, but there goes the seal, because the seal against the tuma cannot itself be makabel tuma, so you can't use a foodstuff, shelo yevienu, ultimately, didei psul. If you did use it, then of course it would work, so long as it was not exposed to water. And therefore, im hikif, hitzil, unless there was some water that ends up getting on it, and then it ruins it. Now, when we talk about a tzamit pasil, what very often happens is you get something that is stuck, but it's loose. You can't pull it out, but it moves around a little bit from side to side. And is that considered to be a tzamit pasil or not? That's a machlokas. So suppose you have a magufata chavita mechulchelet, ve'inanishmetet. Now this is, by the way, this is very beautiful, because the Rav says, you see from here the meaning of the pasuk in Megillas Esther, vatitchalchal hamalka meot. And we're used to the Gemara's pirush of atitchalchal, that she was pirush anida, because it means that her insides came out, lashon of chalal. But the real meaning, the portion of meaning of atitchalchal is the way it's used over here, hamilchulchelet. It means that she was shaken to the core. So over here, magufata chavit, which is shaky, see, it's great, but it's only shaky. You can't get it out. You try to pull it out, it moves a little bit. Of course, this is very frustrating. It happens very often with a cover. You'll move it back and forth, but you can't get it off at the top. And it's ina nishmetet. Is that considered to be a tzamit pasil? Reb Yehuda says, yes, it's matzelet. But the Chachomim say, no. It's got to be tzamud, which means that it can't have any give in it. And that's not considered to be tzamud completely. Suppose haya beit etzba shela shokea bitochan. This is a little sophisticated. You're talking about a stopper where, in order to get the stopper off, it's a very modern-looking stopper. So in a modern cover, we've got these large covers. What you usually will have is a place to put your finger in on either side of, like, a line that allows you to twist and to pull out, right? So that's what we're talking about over here. And that's called a beit etzba. It's a place for your finger that is sunken into the material of the cover. Over here, it sunk all the way into the toch of the chavis itself. So it's a deep cover that you screwed into the top, putting your fingers into that little place on the top to screw it. And now there was a sheretz that fell into the place for your finger, a dead sheretz. What's the din? In this case, the entire chavis is considered to be tumeah. Because remember that even though there's a place to put your finger in, that does not mean that the magufa is considered to be a kli with a toch, because a place to put your finger is not called a storage place, and therefore there's no toch to this kli. In which case, the sheretz that's inside is actually not toch tocho. It is directly toch the chavis itself, because the top is not a separate kli. And therefore, the entire chavis will become tameh because of the sheretz inside the finger hole. And if there's a sheretz in the chavis and there's foodstuff in the finger hole, then the foodstuffs are going to become tameh because lemaisa, they are in the same toch as the chavis itself, and they are not toch tocho. Nothing prevents the tuma of the chavis in that case to be metame, whatever is inside the airspace of the hole, which is the equivalent of the airspace of the chavis.